Before we even like properly begin, I just want to put it out there, a kiss some ass, that I've read through Justice Warriors and it was absolutely fantastic, hilarious, brilliantly written and designed, but most importantly, class conscious as fuck. I deeply recommend our listeners check it out and explore it. It will definitely stay with you, that I can promise you. Now, let's, I guess, start our conversation with this specific piece of work without hopefully spoiling anything significant. And this was very fucking difficult for me because I want to talk about so many different aspects and plot twists and so on, but unfortunately I can't. So please give our listeners an overview of what the story is about.
Justice Warriors is a story that takes place, the place is very important, in a city in the future, a sort of nondescript distant future, and the city's called Bubble City. And Bubble City is a massive domed utopia where there is no want, no crime, equality has been met, the liberal dream has been realized. And the only problem is just outside of the Envirodome is a vast, almost unending slum of mutated, disgusting figures. And this slum is called the Uninhabited Zone. And the Uninhabited Zone is full of crime and racial hatred and discrimination, and somebody has to take care of that slum. And so the Bubble City Police Department, the BCPD, has been charged with policing the zone and make sure nothing bubbles up to challenge the rule of the bubble. And so it's a satire of police media. It's a satire of copaganda, and we sort of use the form of cop shows and cop stories and cop movies to satirize and skewer and reveal class structures, social structures. We go after economics, crypto, fascism, woke language, AI, communications, social media. It's a satire of our society. It's a satire of every aspect of society. We call it a mega satire. And it follows two cops, Swamp Cop and his new partner, Shit, who's an anthropomorphic pile of shit. Yeah. And they do police shootings and solve crimes.